From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 1st, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Brian Ryan is reporting in the Wyndham Journal, round one of New York's broadband program's application process was announced in January, and after much anticipation, the town of Lexington will not even be able to submit an application. The news was crushing, Lexington Broadband Initiative co-chairman Bonnie Blanner said. The town was hoping to secure the funding needed to modernize its cell phone, internet, and cable services. Lexington is one of the many rural areas statewide with persistent dead zones. A community pep rally was held last summer to draw attention to the issue. Partnerships were formed between the town, Greene County, and the Margaretville Telephone Company in furtherance of the initiative. However, instead of giving more attention to counties with the greatest need, such as Greene and Columbia, state officials are now putting more emphasis on densely populated urban areas. Blatter said, and I quote, "We've been at this for over a year, and it was hard. I'm not going to kid you. It blindsided everybody here, waiting for the round one rollout to find out we wouldn't even be able to put in an application," end quote. Blatter and Town Supervisor George Berger expressed their dissatisfaction to State Senator George Armador at a meeting in Albany 2 weeks ago. Berger said, and I quote, "Having access to modern broadband is vital to the future of Lexington. We talked about maybe looking into other avenues Lexington could take or maybe finding some way to get the money more easily," end quote. You can read that full story in the Wyndham Journal. Patricia Doxies reporting in the Daily Freeman, the Dutchess County lawmakers met for more than 4 hours on Monday, February the 29th, to review an environmental assessment form for the county's $192 million jail project. The proposed facility would replace the existing county jail and sheriff's office facility. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro told legislators that the State Commission of Corrections said Monday that if the legislature fails to approve the spending for the project on March 21st, the state once again would force the county to house incarcerated people in jails outside the county. Molinaro said the state will begin to order the county to decommission the use of its temporary housing pods by April 1st. Lawmakers had many questions about the environmental impact of the project, which calls for the demolition of the existing sheriff's office facility and the 1984 section of the county jail. Beyond the environmental impacts of the project, several legislators continued to question the need for the proposed 569-bed jail. The county has a decades-long overcrowding problem. In February, Molinaro unveiled his plans for what he calls the Justice and Transition Center. As part of the project, the county would also spend $550,000 for special populations programming and research and a comprehensive youth service and crime prevention study. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that state Democrats on Monday, February 29th, nominated incumbent U.S. Senator Charles Schumer as their candidate. Schumer is seeking his fourth six-year term. At a party meeting in Tarrytown, Westchester County, Schumer said he hopes to become the Senate Majority Leader. And once in that leadership position, he will place comprehensive immigration reform at the top of his agenda. He also spoke of the need for a larger plan focused on helping to grow the middle class while maintaining its current ranks. In a February Siena College poll, 53% of New Yorkers asked said they would vote to re-elect Schumer this year. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential, the Times Union blog. Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting in the Daily Mail that state police are warning local residents about several phone scams recently reported in the area. In one scenario, the caller claims to be with the Internal Revenue Service. The caller is told a lawsuit has been filed against them for a failure to pay taxes. In another scenario, the caller claims they represent a utility company and that services will be cut for failure to pay. In the third scam, the caller says a family member has been arrested in a foreign country and that money is needed for bail. State police said scammers have recently used technology that makes it appear as if the caller was from a government agency. Anyone receiving a suspicious call should hang up immediately and independently confirm the request with the agency referenced or a family member. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. For our final story, the Daily Freeman is reporting that average retail gasoline prices in New York fell 1.3 cents per gallon in the past week, averaging $1.93 per gallon on Sunday, February the 28th. This compares with the national average, which increased to $1.74 per gallon, according to gasoline price website GasBuddy.com. Prices on Sunday were 60.5 cents per gallon lower than the same day 1 year ago and 13.4 cents per gallon lower than a month ago. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Today is day 4 of the extended WGXE High 5 pledge drive. Our winter pledge drive has been continued. Please do not delay. Go online now to WGXE.org/donate or call 518-697-7400 to pledge your support. Your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 40 degrees. But Tuesday night, a chance of rain, snow, and sleet before midnight, then a chance of rain and snow between midnight and 1 a.m., then rain after 1 a.m. with a low around 32 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 90%. Forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, rain and snow showers before 2 p.m., then a slight chance of snow showers between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. Temperatures will fall to around 28 degrees by 5 p.m. Wednesday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 15 degrees. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Thursday night, a slight chance of snow after 1 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 17. Sunrise today was at 6:28 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:46 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 18 minutes of daylight. And that is 6 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the first day of the month of March, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.